This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And there was something that was discussed last night. I don't know how deeply it was discussed, but Chris, you've got some new information on this, on the Cliven Bundy mistrial that was declared. Apparently, Jeff Sessions isn't happy.
Apparently not. This story comes to us from the Washington Times. Attorney General Sessions orders examination of Bundy case after mistrial over prosecution bungling. Government failed to turn over evidence.
Yet they failed to turn over about 3,300 pages of evidence. Now, the prosecution would say, we turned it over. Eventually, they were supposed to have had all of the what's called discovery sent to the defense by October 1st. Some of this stuff didn't come in until like early December. And then the prosecution was like, just go ahead with the trial because they have the stuff now.
Right. And that's not how it's supposed to work. That's not how it's right. Legally supposed to work. And it's interesting that a lot of alternative media, a lot of things that you guys probably never hear about, but I'm probably a little bit more plugged into that, you know, sort of militia oath keeper 3% or so.
Yep.
There's been a ton of alternative media out there that's been talking about how bad this case has been prosecuted, and they've brought it up time and time again. They're not allowed to present. At one time, Judge Navarro said in court, you are not allowed to bring the law into my court.
Yeah.
You cannot read from the Constitution in my courtroom.
Yep. You've actually, if you want to cite the United States Constitution, you have to file a request with the court to be able to do so.
Yeah, which is complete insanity. So this is the kind of thing that's been going on out there, and they've talked about all this, you know, the defense has been talking about all this evidence that they have not been allowed to present,
and then
they're finding out at the last minute that the prosecution has all this other stuff.
Right, and for people that think that this might be limited, it's just limited to this situation. No. This is standard operating procedure to where the judge gets to pick and choose what the defendant is allowed to even say in court.
Yeah. And it's pretty rough. But we're going to get into this story a little bit. Attorney General Jeff Sessions stepped into the Bundy prosecution after Wednesday's mistrial, ordering a third-party examination of the case in light of the latest government snafu. The Attorney General takes this position very seriously and has personally directed that an expert in the Justice Department's discovery obligations be deployed to examine the case and advise as to the next steps, said E.N.D. Pryor, the department's principal deputy director of public affairs, in a late Wednesday statement.
So I've got a question about this the use of the third party term. Do they actually mean a second party? Because the prosecutor is a federal government employee. The judge is a federal government employee. Jeff Sessions is a federal government employee.
Yeah, I think they kind of refer to it as just, it's a different department, it's a different position, so therefore it's going to be, it's not going to be biased in any way.
Just like some of the independent redistricting commissions that are made up of elected Republicans and the elected Democrats. What they really mean is bipartisan, but they use the word independent and people somehow buy into the BS.
That they do, because that's what the government typically feeds us in these kinds of things. So, to continue, failure to turn over such evidence violates due process, Judge Navarro said in the courtroom. The Arizona Republic reported, quote, a fair trial at this point is impossible, unquote. Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy, his sons Eamon and Ryan Bundy, and Ryan Payne of Montana have been charged with 15 felony counts stemming from the 2014 armed standoff with the Bureau of Land Management at the Bundy Ranch near Bunkerville. The examination represents the first direct public intervention by the Attorney General in the Nevada case, which began last year under then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Acting U.S. Attorney Stephen W. Meyer, who oversees the prosecution, said he welcomed the input from D.C. Quote, "We respect the ruling of the court and take very seriously our discovery obligations," Mr. Meyer said in a statement. "The office welcomes the assistance of the Attorney General as we continue to evaluate the case in light of the court's rulings," unquote. No deadline was given for the Attorney General's examination, but Judge Navarro set a January 8th hearing on defense motions to dismiss the case. The next trial is tentatively scheduled to begin February 26th. Now, it's interesting. A lot of people say, oh, it's a mistrial. It's all over.
No, that's not what happened. It's just like if there's a hung jury, it doesn't just end.
Right.
If there's a hung jury or a mistrial, it's up to the prosecutor to decide whether or not they want to continue bringing the charges and have another trial.
Now, do they have to go back to the court and say, this is our evidence and this is what we have to do, or is it just strictly up to the prosecution?
I don't know how that plays out at the federal level. I know that when James Cleveland, former co-host of this show, he had a hung jury on, I forget which charge it was that they got hung up on, but he was charged with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. He was found not guilty of one of the two. Again, I forget which one. Yeah. And the jury was hung on the other one. And then it was up to the prosecution to decide whether to just continue bringing the charge of, well, it wasn't a conviction, so therefore double jeopardy doesn't apply. We wish to, you know, just bring it back to court. So I don't know at the federal level if they have to say, here's new evidence we have, or just, well, they've got all the documents, so we're going to go ahead and continue prosecuting.
Right.
Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
No, I was going to say, how long do they have to decide if they're going to retry it?
That's a good question. Harold, you know?
Statute of limitations would wind up coming into play, and
like
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how long that is.
But was he released in the meantime, or do they hold him while they think?
He's been bailed out, correct?
Well, as of yesterday, the defense was going to appeal to the judge to have Cliven released. That's the only thing I read in the story I read yesterday. Let's see if it talks about it here. The case, which involves 19 defendants spread over three tiers, has been riddled with setbacks for the prosecution, including a previous mistrial, hung juries and acquittals on lesser figures in the April 2014 armed confrontation with BLM agents. Judge Navarro said the prosecution had willfully failed to disclose key evidence in the case, including FBI records about surveillance and government snipers at the Bundy Ranch, activity logs, law enforcement threat assessments showing the Bundy family posed no threat of violence, and internal reports about BLM agent misconduct.
So let's focus on one thing here, because it's something that's been sort of just mentioned in passing in every article that I've read. The fact that prior to anything being called a standoff, the FBI had snipers surrounding the Bundy Ranch. And again, it's just been sort of mentioned in passing of, oh yeah, there were FBI snipers.
Yeah, and there were. According to the people on the ground, people I've talked to, the BLM snipers were there before anybody showed up with guns.
Right.
And this is why people showed up with guns, because you had this family of ranchers who had a real beef, and they do, with the federal government and the federal ownership of these lands that used to belong to the state of Nevada.
Right.
That they've, you know, for decade upon decade, have had water rights, they've had
grazing rights,
they've had all this ability, and then the BLM has slowly been trying to get all the ranchers off that land, so I don't know. I do know that Harry Reid had a real interest in doing some development out there, but I'm not saying that.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think is coming up for Clive and Bundy? Do you think the prosecution will admit defeat and just drop the charges?
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the mistrial of Clive and Bundy, two of his sons, and one other individual that mistrial declared Wednesday. So yesterday, the judge basically let the prosecution have it, saying you basically screwed up in every way possible. Do better next time.
Well, yeah, and that in itself is real news to the people that have been following this case closely. Not one person I've ever talked to who's been watching this case has had one good thing to say about Judge Navarro, the federal judge in Nevada.
Yeah.
They have... she has been basically the enemy in this. They were like, every single thing she does seems to just be working for the prosecution.
Well, they are paid by the same people.
Understand.
What I don't get, though, is in situations like this where you have somebody that's in like a position like this judge is in, and they're doing stuff that, you know, a bunch of people don't like, where is the movement to get these people removed? There's never any organized effort. Effort to actually take down people in government that do this kind of stuff.
So let's talk about federal judges and how they get their seat and how they can be removed.
Yeah.
They can be removed
via impeachment or resignation.
Right. So that's the two things, which means it has to go, it has to be tried in the House of Representatives.
Yep.
That's where all impeachments go. So to remove a federal judge, it has to go to the House of Representatives. They have to vote on articles of impeachment, and then the trial would be held in the Senate. So it's a very big deal to do. And I believe I Googled this before. I think it has occurred. I think
a handful of times.
Yeah, a handful of times federal judges have been removed. But it's not one of those things where, you know, let's say this guy wasn't appointed by Trump or this judge, this woman, and he's just like, he's tired of her. You know, I don't want her there. I want to put my own person in. Well, he can't do that.
I just feel like we live in like a day and age now where everyone just goes on social media or something and they share their opinions, or, you know, even if they listen to Free Talk Live and then they call in, but there's like, when stuff happens, there's no real organized effort to change it. There's more or less only an organized effort to
complain about it.
So like, even rallies and stuff like that, right? Like the free speech rally in Boston where Mayor Walsh, you know, was, you know, slandering the rally in the paper and had, you know, portrayed it a certain way, and probably, in my personal opinion, caused more riots and violence than would have been necessary had he not made those comments. Like, there's no organized effort to remove him from his seat for this. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, he was kind of ultimately, as someone that was there as like an objective reporter, like his comments in the paper like brought all those people out there.
Okay, so well, let me ask a question. Since you're saying that there should have been an organized effort to remove the mayor of Boston, does Massachusetts have recall?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay, so then the only way to remove him from office is figure out when the next mayoral election is and hope people have a long enough memory to remember that he did this thing several years ago. With federal judges, what's the impeachable offense that Judge Navarro did? Working to make sure that her employer winds up, you know, doing what her employer is supposed to do of, you know, we'll give the prosecution a little bit of leeway here. That's not an impeachable offense. It's definitely unethical, but it's not an impeachable offense. What Judge Catherine Forrest did in the Ross Ulbricht trial, absolutely heinous. Mm-hmm. Nothing that would rise to the level of impeachable offense.
So
there was no high crime or misdemeanor.
Right. And this is an example of, you know, how, whether we like things or not, this set of rules is put upon us. In this case, this set of rules comes from the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
In the case that we're talking about right now, that's where these rules come from. And it makes it really challenging. I think the whole idea that judges are appointed for life and the way to get rid of them is either they decide to go or you go through this laborious national process to do so,
right, and
is
then,
a really high bar, and it makes it a real challenge.
And then if everybody that's ever, you know, been some government official that has done something outside of the U.S. Constitution, which basically all of them have, but if they start deciding to impeach one another, well, pretty soon they're going to have to impeach everybody in Congress. And, well, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but there's no way that Congress is going to impeach itself.
Right.
And, you know, it would be great if we could just, you know, very easily wind up creating a better federal government. But we can at least, in the meantime, work on better finances, at least a better monetary system, and one that works for everybody. I'm talking about Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it's easy, it can be private, the fees are low, transactions are fast, and in some cases can be confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why. And, again, we're talking about the Bundy mistrial out of, where was this, Nevada court, where Judge Navarro, again, she basically laid into the prosecution saying, hey, guys, even though we're on the same team, you really screwed up here and violated, like, every rule that we had about when you're supposed to give the defense documents. There's no way that they can have a fair trial. Declared the mistrial, but that doesn't mean it's over. There's a January 8th hearing on motions from the defense to dismiss the case, and a new trial is tentatively scheduled to begin February 26th. And again, this is dependent upon the outcome of either that January 8th hearing or the prosecution deciding whether or not to continue with the charges.
That's correct. So we'll see where this goes. I hope the government has the sense to just let this one rest because, you know, I've heard from so many different people that were out there, and there's been so much in the media, so many people have testified. The government came there grossly overpowered for what the situation was.
Right, and again, the FBI was... and the BLM were basically provoking a response to where they had surrounded the Bundy Ranch with snipers prior to any of the, you know, right-wing militiamen showing up.
Right.
And I want to delve into how this might affect some of the other co-defendants in this thing because, again, there were like 19 people that have been charged with something related to that situation. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Do you want to watch the show instead of just listening? Now, you know, we are on about 170 radio stations coast to coast, but we also have webcams. So if you're not driving in your car down the street, you can watch the show. I don't really know why people do that, but you can by going to youtube.freetalklive.com. So, Chris, do you ever watch any radio shows or, like, if there's a podcast that has both video and an audio?
I have before. Free Talk Live is probably the one I watch the most sometimes on nights I'm not on. I'll happen to tune in, but I remember watching, you know, like, Imus in the Morning. Back the golden days of radio.
Oh, yeah, when that was broadcast on, like, CNBC or something.
MSNBC, I think.
Yeah,
it
was one
while.
Of those.
Yeah,
something,
that was
something.
Like a morning
NBC.
Show.
And then,
getting ready for
yeah,
work.
Yeah, some of the morning shows, especially the sports talk stuff, they'll be simulcast on
right.
You know, whatever the big thing out of Connecticut or wherever the Fox one is located from. Like, they'll put stuff up. But... yeah, so like that, but yeah, you know, I don't know, some people do. YouTube.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the mistrial that was declared yesterday for Clive and Bundy, two of his sons, and one other individual. Now, this was not the first mistrial of this entire situation.
There have been others and all kinds of stuff, and
Because there's a total of like 19 defendants from the Bundy Ranch, Nevada situation.
Right, right. And there was a whole separate trial for a lot of the same players that because the
Malheur.
Yeah, out in Oregon. So that was going on. And I wanted to explain one thing about this. And when they talked about why are we talking about these four guys?
Those were the four that had the trial that got declared mistrial yesterday.
Well, yes, that's why we're talking about it. But why is it only four defendants when there's 19 total? What the prosecution did, what the federal government did was basically broke down the people that they wanted to prosecute. And they didn't list everybody who went out there.
Right.
They broke them down into basically the ringleaders, in their words, not mine.
Right. So the Washington Times says there are three tiers. So basically, the ringleaders,
yes.
All right, that's tier one.
Yep. And then you have, call it middle management, for lack of a, remember the term that they used. Those were the people that would be like the equivalent of your sergeants and NCOs. You know, they're directing, and then you sort of have the boots on the ground.
So they're the ones that have the connections to Cliven and Ammon.
Yeah.
And they're sort of, you know, giving directions, if you will.
It was kind of set up. It was sort of set up, and unsurprisingly, like sort of a military hierarchy. Though it certainly wasn't in the sense that Cliven was calling the shots and deploying the troops. That was mostly done. I think most tactical decisions were made at that mid-level or with a couple guys that were working closely with the Bundys.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting. A gentleman from New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, Jerry DeLamas, was one of the first people who took off in his truck with a couple friends of his to go out there and see what they could do for him. For his trouble, you know.
And then the lower tier would be just like the big name underlings, or
the lowest tier would be the guys that just showed up sort of disorganized, I suppose, or
right, but again, they're not going after everybody that showed up. They're picking and choosing.
Exactly. And, you know, you look at, again, Jerry DeLamas, for example, was on a couple widely shared YouTube videos. He was very vocal about it.
Also the spouse of a state representative.
Right.
So, you know, it's some kind of notable figure, if you will.
Yeah, and at least in New Hampshire, a notable figure. At least on, I would say, the conservative side of the aisle. Most conservatives, before all this stuff happened, knew exactly who Jerry DeLamas was.
Right, but even if nobody had ever heard the name Jerry DeLamas or whatever his wife's name is, news headline, spouse of state representative arrested in fill-in-the-blank situation, it's going to wind up getting headlines.
Right. Well, there was another reason that may have played into it, too, and that's because Jerry, in addition to that, was also head of, I believe the name of the organization, he was the New Hampshire lead for Veterans for Trump. And if we recall, all this stuff started under the Obama administration. But he was very active in the Trump candidacy here in this state. And, you know, I'm not going to say that that's exactly what happened, but, you know, it's sort of a way to take out potential enemies.
And I'm curious, and, you know, this is something where we're basically going to have to just pure speculation because nobody really knows. How will this mistrial affect any of the other trials, or will it affect any of the other trials? Will the prosecution know, hey, we've really got to get our S in order and make sure that they get all of the documents that we have before the deadline, otherwise the judge is going to throw it out?
Yeah.
How many of the other 15 defendants are going to have trials in front of Judge Navarro?
I don't know. I know that Jerry DeLamas was tried by Judge Navarro. That's who, and he ended up taking a plea deal, and he's been very vocal that the prosecution came to him, and they were very clear. They said, if you do not want us to absolutely ruin the lives of your friends and family, and for us to keep arresting on down the chain those guys that came out here with you in that truck, If you don't want them in federal prison, then you're going to have to take the fall. Somebody's gone to jail.
Right. And now this is sort of the trolley problem, but in a completely different manner. So instead of you're at the switch and you pull the lever so that only one person dies or five people die, it's, all right, you're on the train tracks and you can let the trolley run over you, or you pull the lever and it runs over everybody.
Yeah. It's a horrible position to put anyone in, to say that, you know, if you don't, even though you believe yourself to be not only innocent, but doing something just and doing something that's right and following the Constitution, which Jerry absolutely believes he is doing. And I agree with him on that. I think we have a right to stand up against federal agents if they come first and they're pointing guns at men and women who have not done anything, which is what Judge Navarro just confirmed yesterday.
Right.
The people were not violently prone. There was no reason for snipers to be pointing guns at him. So I think he was absolutely right in that. I thought he was absolutely right when this whole thing went down. But to take somebody like that and say, you either go to jail or we're just going to start nailing people left and right, people that you know.
Yeah.
People that I know.
You get hit by the trolley, or we'll just take out everybody that you love.
Right. And we'll ruin your business. We'll, you know, your wife is going to be, you know, financially destroyed by this whole thing. Or you can play ball. You can take the fall. And yeah. I just hate that.
Yeah. It's an absolutely horrible situation that nobody should be put in. But unfortunately, the way the justice system is, or what is called the justice system in this country, people are put in this situation every single day.
You bet.
You've got people that wind up pleading to charges that they didn't even do. Not just, you know, like, yes, you showed up and you had a gun and we said that, you know, that was wrong. But there are people that might have, say, a small amount of weed on them.
Sometimes it's nothing.
You know what? We'll just give you this traffic ticket. Say you were speeding and then drop this other thing and we make it all go away. So people plead to things they didn't even remotely do.
Right.
It's absolutely horrible. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And want to tell you about a place that you can go to get cryptocurrency news. That would be news.bitcoin.com. One of the headlines from just a couple of hours ago, WikiLeaks founder, that would be Julian Assange for those playing at home, WikiLeaks founder responds to banking blockade 2.0 by saying, use cryptocurrencies. And then article gets into exactly what he's talking about, some of the censorship of... you know, various things where banks say, oh, you're doing a lot of stuff that we don't like, no bank for you. And it's not just people buying and selling cryptocurrencies. There are legitimate, you know, not that Bitcoin isn't legitimate because it very much is, but in the United States, in certain parts of the country, legalized businesses such as cannabis dispensaries that have a very hard time getting bank accounts because, well, the federal government still says it's illegal, so therefore not legitimate, so you can't do business here, even though they should be allowed to do business. And I still don't know why, like, the legal cannabis industry has not embraced cryptocurrency.
You would think it would be a huge trend, and that they would be supporting it left and right. I don't know, and maybe that's some activism that needs to be done. You know, somebody needs to get in front of some of these industry groups and bring this message. You know, the idea that commerce, that the exchange of goods, funds, services, whatever, in a free market is supposed to be free, and it
right.
should not and cannot be. Encumbered by government, and cryptocurrency just eliminates that. It can.
Yeah, certainly. And you know, some cryptocurrencies are now much easier and cheaper to use than other cryptocurrencies. Some of them have fairly high fees, others not so much. Let's completely change gears here and talk about one of my favorite places on the globe to talk about, and that would be Catalonia. Now, we talked a good bit about Catalonia, what was it, a couple months ago when they had their independence referendum, and then there was the situation to where the Catalan president wound up fleeing Catalonia because he was wanted for arrest by the Spanish government because Spain still claims Catalonia is part of Spain, and as such, the Spanish government told the Catalans, you have to have new parliamentary elections on December 21st, and... Well, for those paying attention to a calendar, that's today. And, well, because Spain and Catalonia are several hours ahead of where we are, we've got results. Washington Post reports the three pro-independence parties in Catalonia won a majority of seats in parliament, setting the stage for another showdown with the Spanish central government in Madrid, with a record-breaking turnout of more than 80%. Catalans dealt Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy a major setback as the secessionist leaders stood poised to return to power in Barcelona, among them former regional president Carles Puigdemont, now in exile in Brussels. And I don't know why they say former regional president. He's still the president of Catalonia. Just because he's fled to Brussels to avoid being arrested does not mean that he's not still the president of Catalonia.
No,
but I digress.
Details.
Voters packed polling stations to pick a new legislature and to answer again an old and bitterly divisive question. Did they want to remain a part of Spain or seek independence? With 99% of the ballots counted, the three pro-independence parties took 48% of the vote, but 70 seats in the regional parliament, 70 seats of the 135 seats in the parliament. The unionist and other parties took 65 seats. The independistas, that's a strange term there. I don't know if the Washington Post is just trying to
just make up
Latinize
words. If you want to Latinize a word, you add "ista" to the end of it.
Yeah.
You're sort of a wrestlingista, Daryl.
No, that would be luchador.
Whatever.
So sandwich in Spanish. It's sandwich. It's not like sandwichista. No. It just sounds weird when you try to turn words into another language. But the supporters of independence garnered those seats, again, 70 of the 135 seats, thanks to an electoral college-style system that gives added weight to votes in less populated areas, the traditional strongholds of Catalan nationalist identity. The system is intended to balance out the populated urban areas with rural communities, thus affording parliamentary representation to regional groups, even though they might lack a popular majority. The pro-unity Citizens Party was poised to come in first in terms of votes, but is expected to be unable to form a government. The pro-independent bloc's majority means it will most likely form the new government. The balloting proceeded calmly across the region, unlike the chaotic referendum that was conducted in October, despite being declared illegal by the country's, that being the Spanish country, not the Catalan country's, constitutional court. Now, they don't go into details of some of that chaotic referendum where Spanish police went in and seized ballots and seized ballot boxes and shut down polling places and assaulted would-be voters. That was the chaos during the referendum. It wasn't voters that were out, you know, flipping cars. No. It was the Spanish police causing the chaos.
There was that one picture, and it was shown everywhere on the news. It was a group of Catalans. It looked like they were on some steps. They were obviously being held there, and four or five police officers aiming what looked to be AR-15 M4s, semi-automatic or automatic military-style weapons at them. This is freedom. All these people want to do is to peacefully not be a part of your country.
Right, and then... Of course, because voter turnout was low because, well, a bunch of polling places got shut down and people couldn't figure out where to go vote, and a bunch of other voters wound up being assaulted or prevented from voting, the Spanish central government said, see, voter turnout was low. This is not a legitimate election.
Yeah.
Again, this vote, however, record high, 81%. Thursday's election comes less than 2 months after 2 million Catalans chose to secede from Spain and their leaders unilaterally declared independence, promoting the Spanish prime minister to dissolve the rebellious regional legislature and call early elections. Rajoy's publicly stated hope was for a legal and orderly vote in which the region's secessionists would be swept aside. He failed. His own popular party also lost 7 seats in the election. Miguel Iceta, the Catalan socialist candidate, celebrated the huge turnout, saying, "The greater the participation, the more the joy for all Democrats." At one polling place in an upscale neighborhood in Barcelona, voters on both sides of the independence issue confessed they felt more fatigue than excitement. Many said they were disturbed by the deep rift that had emerged in Catalan society.
I'll tell you, it's easier for us to look at Catalonia and try to speculate and sort of, you know, Monday morning quarterback the whole thing.
Right.
But to me, it is a real question, and it's a question about liberty. So let's say we all live in the same state, and Heather and I mm-hmm. want our state to secede, but Daryl doesn't. Daryl's happy with the government where he's at. Should we, because we're the majority, be able to force Daryl to no longer be underneath the government he may want to be under? And I think if we were to look at secession, let's say it was a U.S. state.
Let's look at California, because there's actually a referendum, I think like 3 different versions of referendums to go on the 2018 ballot in California to allow Californians to vote for secession.
Right. So what do you do when, you know, somebody's going to win? You know, it's either going to be the people that oppose or people that win. But let's say that the people that choose secession win. I mean,
right, and see, this is one of the problems that you have.
Well, they can join again later.
Well,
it doesn't work out.
But you're talking about property. You know, you're talking about taking it out from under the control of these guys and putting it under control of these guys.
But again, this is one of the problems that you have where you tie geography to jurisdiction. And if you look at...
Agreed.
If you look at the map in some parts of, say, Southeast Asia or mm-hmm. parts of Europe, you've got enclaves inside exclaves inside an enclave to where, you know, you've got parts of a country that are separated from the rest of the country. You've got geography separating jurisdictions.
If you're listening to this show and you know what that means,
enclave.
Give us a call.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.